In Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, we've been looking at Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, for the last few weeks. And in chapter 12, Jesus gave a warning about hypocrisy. He also told the story of the rich fool in one of the parables. And then he talked about money and possessions. So if you wonder why we don't pass the plate anymore, since COVID, we quit doing that. And us, like a lot of churches, we just now have a basket in the narthex for your own free will giving of an offering or anything. So it's out there that that we just trust the Lord for the resources we need to keep on keeping on. But starting at verse 32 in chapter 12 of Luke's Gospel, then the next little subject is, be ready for the Lord's coming. Verse 32. So don't be afraid, little flock, for he gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give it to those in need. This will store up treasure for you in heaven, and the purses of heaven have no holes in them. Your treasure will be safe. No thief can steal it. No moth can destroy it. And wherever your treasure is, there is your heart, and thoughts will be there also. Be ready for the Lord's coming. Be dressed for service and well prepared, as though you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. Then you will be ready to open the door and let him in the moment he arrives and knocks. There will be no special favor for those who are ready and waiting for his return. I tell you, he himself will seat them and put the apron on and serve them as they sit and eat. He may come in the middle of the night or just before dawn. But whenever he comes, there will be a special favor for his servants who are ready. Know this, this homeowner who knows exactly when a burglar is coming would not permit the house to be broken into. You must be ready at all times, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious words.